You can't play with us.
You smell.
I hate you. A Canadian study published in Early Childhood Research Quarterly has found links between bullying and depression in young children. The researchers believe that children who both bully and are bullied are at a higher risk of experiencing childhood depression, as well as depression in adulthood. The study examined both physical and emotional bullying. Physical bullying, like pushing and hitting, happens regularly to 65% of 2- and 3-year-olds. Combined with emotional bullying, like excluding other children from activities, intentionally ignoring certain peers, or using abusive language, can be even more devastating to young children. Symptoms related to depression and depressive responses to bullying include changes in normal behavior, disrupted sleep, diminished appetite, decreased activity levels, and antisocial play. Children cannot protect themselves from bullying and should not be expected to do so. Parents, childcare providers, teachers, babysitters, and pediatricians all have the ability to determine the environment in which a child grows. It's imperative that this environment exclude bullying of all types. Want to learn more? Take the first step. Visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.